Then in part two, I will give an overview of the word structure, word order, and word meaning. And finally, in part three, I talk about some phonological features found in many indigenous languages of North America. The languages of North America and the Americas in general can be subdivided in a few different ways: by geographical region, by political affiliation, or by family relationship. In this class, we'll consider the family relationship as it gives the best sense of the vast areas over which some languages or language families once reached. This is because political boundaries are usually not equated with linguistic boundaries. It's often the case that languages spoken in political borders. Then in part two, I will give an overview of the word structure, word order, and word meaning. And finally, in part three, I talk about some phonological features found in many indigenous languages of North America. The languages of North America and the Americas in general can be subdivided in a few different ways: by geographical region, by political affiliation, or by family relationship. In this class, we'll consider the family relationship as it gives the best sense of the vast areas over which some languages or language families once reached. This is because political boundaries are usually not equated with linguistic boundaries. It's often the case that languages spoken in political borders are usually spoken in the two sides of the border. Then in part two, I will give an overview of the word structure, word order, and word meaning. And finally, in part three, I talk about some phonological features found in many indigenous languages of North America. The languages of North America and the Americas in general can be subdivided in a few different ways: by geographical region, by political affiliation, or by family relationship. In this class, we'll consider the family relationship as it gives the best sense of the vast areas over which some languages or language families once reached. This is because political boundaries are usually not equated with linguistic boundaries. It's often the case that languages spoken in political borders are usually spoken in the two sides of the border. Then in part two, I will give an overview of the word structure, word order, and word meaning. And finally, in part three, I talk about some phonological features found in many indigenous languages of North America. The languages of North America and the Americas in general can be subdivided in a few different ways: by geographical region, by political affiliation, or by family relationship. In this class, we'll consider the family relationship as it gives the best sense of the vast areas over which some languages or language families once reached. This is because political boundaries are usually not equated with linguistic boundaries. It's often the case that languages spoken in political borders are usually spoken in the two sides of the border. For example,